Bob Nachrichten. Das Wichtigste aus Deutschland und der Welt.
Ich bin Uwe Schimonek. Schönen guten Abend. Deutschlands aller Voraussicht nach baldiger Kanzler Merz hat die chaotischen Zollentscheidungen von US-Präsident Trump kritisiert. Seine Politik erhöhe das Risiko, dass die nächste Finanzkrise schneller kommt als erwartet, sagte er dem Handelsblatt. Colin Mock berichtet.
Die Globalisierung sei in ihren Grundfesten erschüttert und das trifft Deutschland wie kaum ein anderes Land, so Merz weiter. Bei seinem ersten Besuch in Washington wolle er Trump klarmachen, dass Europa eine handlungsfähige und bereite Einheit sei. Auf der anderen Seite zeigte sich Merz aber auch offen dafür, mehr US-amerikanische Rohstoffe zu importieren. Als Beispiel nannte er Gas.
Die CDU will die Wende in der Migrationspolitik schnell umsetzen, und zwar bis Mitte Juli. CDU-Generalsekretär Linnemann bestätigte in der Rheinischen Post, dass Friedrich Merz bereits Gespräche mit den europäischen Nachbarn über mögliche Zurückweisungen führt. Europas Sicherheit stärken, das Ziel ist klar. Wie soll die Aufrüstung aber bezahlt werden? Darüber haben heute die EU-Finanzminister in Warschau gesprochen. Diskutiert wurde die Einrichtung einer gemeinsamen Beschaffungsagentur für Panzer, Drohnen und Co., der einzelne EU-Staaten, aber auch Großbritannien beitreten könnten. Der noch amtierende deutsche Finanzminister Kukies ist da aber eher zurückhaltend. Der ARD sagte Kukies:
Lass uns doch erstmal gucken, wie wir die bestehenden Instrumente besser nutzen, um europäische gemeinsame Beschaffung, grenzüberschreitende Zusammenschlüsse von Verteidigungsunternehmen besser hinzukriegen.
Bayer Leverkusen droht in der Bundesliga weiter den Anschluss an die Bayern zu verlieren. Gegen Union Berlin kam der amtierende Meister nicht über ein 0:0 hinaus. Die weiteren Ergebnisse: Kiel St. Pauli 1:2, Gladbach Freiburg 1:2, Hoffenheim Mainz 2:0, Bochum Augsburg 1:2.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen Legende am Mikro.
You're listening to Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown, where Sammy counts down whatever he wants. Here's Sammy.
Woo! Okay, we're back. Now, I'm going to take you on a little trip here because, you know, when I was growing up, the first musical experience I remember having, besides riding in the car with my dad and him listening to country radio, I mean, when country music was really country music. I mean, we're talking about Hank Williams, Hank Snow, and Gene Autry, and Roy Rogers even, I think, was on the radio, him and Dale Evans. But I'm not going to take you back that far because I don't want you to change the channel. But I do want to tell you, I was about 4 or 5 years old. I'm sitting in my living room with my mom, my dad, and my two teenage sisters. And Elvis Presley was making his debut on television on the Ed Sullivan Show, I do believe. My sisters are going to watch it, so I'm sitting there going to watch it. My mom and dad was going to watch it. We only had one TV in the house. And poor little Sammy, when I saw this performance by Elvis Presley and saw my sisters screaming and holding their face looking at this bullshit little black and white TV and my dad getting pissed off, I said, that's what I'm going to be. Yeah, Aerosmith covered that song, Montrose covered that song, everybody covered that song. Let's kick right up into the Stones. Same era, I just fell in love when the Stones came out, and this is the first song that the Stones got me hooked on. I'm a Top Rock Countdown. Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here. Now, Tom Petty, great songwriter. When I first heard his voice and everything on the radio, he was like a throwback to the 60s, to the Byrds and to Crosby, Stills and Nash and to Buffalo Springfield and those bands, that those kind of folky bands that I really liked. Great little melodies, simple stuff. One of my favorite Tom Petty songs, American Girl.
Radio Bob. Radio Bob.
Tom Petty's American Girl. But now, when I first picked up a guitar, it was a Fender. A friend of mine had a Fender guitar, and he had this amplifier that had this echo, this reverb in it, and all this stuff. And he played this song for me, and I just thought I was going to die. I'm just going, now, I got to have that. I want to play that song. I want to play with that sound. And that double picking thing. And I used to go to these dances every weekend and see Dick Dale and the Dale Tones. And when you saw Pulp Fiction with this song busting in the middle of that mother, you got hard. Or in a girl, you got wet. I got both. Miser Lou by Dick Dale and the Dale Tones. I'm a Top Rock Countdown.
Radio Bob.
Radio Bob. Radio Bob.
Woo! Instrumental from Hell. That is the biggest, baddest guitar riff of all time. How about some Bob Dylan? Now, Bob Dylan, I know he affected everyone's life, but for me, I just remember sitting in the back seat of a car with a girl and my buddy. We were double dating. He was in the front with his girl, and we were parked out in the boonies somewhere drinking cheap wine and smoking cheap weed and listening to the radio. And the first time I heard this song, it changed my life. Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan comes on the radio, brother, it don't get no higher than that.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next
you better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Drehen und abgehen, Freunde. Hier ist das wohl wildeste Firebeast des Rock mit seiner eigenen Radioshow. Hier ist Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown bei Radio Bob.
In the first half of my musical life, I gotta say, this song set me on a path that put me in Montrose and took me to where I am today. And I still play this song occasionally when I jam around. This band has maybe as big an influence on my life and my music as any band. Communication Breakdown's a song I'm gonna pick by the mighty Led Zeppelin from the first record. Changed my life.
And feed her well. For this is ages, the storm breaks loose. Just help to make it. We still wanna choose.
Rockgiganten lassen ein kraftvolles, gnadenlos gutes Riffmonster auf uns los. Wir meinen, das bobbt. Jetzt neu bei Radio Bob, Volbeat bei Monsters Hand.
Just stay.
lauteste Osterfest aller Zeiten beim großen Konzertmarathon im Wackenradio von Radio Bob. Das ganze Osterwochenende lang spielen wir euch die besten Live-Auftritte vom Wacken Open Air 2024 in kompletter Länge. Mit dabei Architects, Accept, The Darkness, Massive Wagons, Blind Guardian, Testament, Flogging Molly und so viele mehr. Insgesamt über 30 Acts. Ostern rockt. Die besten Live-Konzerte vom Holy Ground. Karfreitag bis Ostermontag, immer ab 15 Uhr. Nur im Wackenradio bei Radio Bob. Alle Infos und den kompletten Timetable findet ihr jetzt auf wackenradio.de. Radio Bob, Deutschlands Rockradio.
Bob. Wir brauchen dich. Wir wollen Audio-Werbung besser machen und benötigen deine Hilfe als Hörer. Nimm an spannenden Online-Befragungen teil und erhalte dafür tolle Prämien. Also mach mit und registriere dich jetzt unter diehörer.de.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen-Legende am Mikro.
Yeah, the Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here. Welcome back with my Top Rock Countdown. We're rocking down my career songs, the songs that changed my life, the songs that created me, the way I sing, the way I play guitar, the way I write songs, everything. And I'm all over the place. This show's going to be weird. It's going to be eclectic. It's going to be a collection of songs. And right now, though, My Generation by The Who.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
Try to cause a big sensation. Just talking about my generation. Cause we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful
cold. Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation,
baby.
My generation.
Radio Bob. My generation by The Who. They were just hard-edged and the stuttering thing. I had this friend named Barry Fields that I wrote about in my book Red, and he stuttered like that automatically. But when he sang, he didn't stutter, man. We had a little band later on in life. He played bass and I played guitar. And well, we'd play this song. I'd think, well, you might as well sing this song because of the, you know, people trying to put us down. But he didn't stutter when he sang, and he was offended that I asked him to sing it, and I ended up singing it, but fine, okay?
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Radio Bob.
Coming up next, we got some Cream, one of the biggest influences in my life. Now, anyone involved with music at this time, 67, I think it was, I don't know, that if you didn't like Cream, you were not a musician. This was the musicians' band, okay? And I saw Cream at the Whiskey A Go-Go do their first American performance on the West Coast anyway. As far as I know, it was off the Fresh Cream album, but they were already playing Sunshine of Your Love and a couple songs from the second album. But this is maybe my all-time favorite Cream song. I've tried to write this song again and again. It's just the arrangement, the sounds of White Room Cream. I'm a Top Rock Countdown.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark.
Radio Bob.
Around.
Bob.
Radio Bob ist euer Home of Rock. Und das eurer Lieblingsbands. Denn nur bei uns haben die größten Rock-Acts ihren eigenen Stream. Rockt 24/7 zu AC/DC oder KISS. Gebt euch den ganzen Tag Motorhead oder die Stones. Und gönnt euch die volle Ladung Metallica oder Queen. Findet den Rock, der zu euch passt. Mit den Original Bob Rock Streams. Jederzeit auf radiobob.de und in der MyBob App. Radio Bob Nachrichten. Das Wichtigste aus Deutschland und der Welt.
Ich bin Uwe Schimonek. Schönen guten Abend. Deutschlands aller Voraussicht nach baldiger Kanzler Merz hat die chaotischen Zollentscheidungen von US-Präsident Trump kritisiert. Seine Politik erhöhe das Risiko, dass die nächste Finanzkrise schneller kommt als erwartet, sagte er dem Handelsblatt. Die Globalisierung sei in ihren Grundfesten erschüttert, so Merz weiter. US-Präsident Trump rudert unterdessen bei seinen Zollerhöhungen ein Stück zurück. Smartphones und Computer sollen ausgenommen werden, das geht aus einem Dokument der US-Zoll- und Grenzschutzbehörde hervor. Gleiches gilt unter anderem auch für Halbleiter. Die NATO warnt davor, dass sich Russland darauf vorbereitet, auch im Weltraum Krieg zu führen, auch mit Atomwaffen. Mehr von Christiane Hampe.
Uns sind entsprechende Berichte bekannt, dass Wladimir Putin Möglichkeiten prüft, Atomwaffen im All zu platzieren. Das sagte NATO-Generalsekretär Rüthe der Welt am Sonntag. Das sei sehr besorgniserregend und ein Bruch des Weltraumvertrags von 1967. Die NATO stellt sich aber auf die neuen Entwicklungen ein, so Rüthe. Er kündigte außerdem an, dass die NATO künftig die Arktis verstärkt mit Satelliten überwachen will. Denn Russland und China schielen ja immer stärker auch militärisch auf die Arktis.
In der japanischen Millionenmetropole Osaka wird an diesem Wochenende die Weltausstellung Expo 2025 eröffnet. Auf dem Gelände, das von einer riesigen runden Holzkonstruktion umgeben ist, werden Lösungen für die Herausforderungen der Zukunft gezeigt. 150 Länder und Organisationen sind dabei, 28 Millionen Besucher werden erwartet. Für Bochum und Kiel sieht es in der Fußball-Bundesliga immer schlechter aus. Beide fingen sich spät die Gegentreffer ein und verloren jeweils 1:2. Der VfL gegen Augsburg und die Kieler gegen St. Pauli. Die weiteren Ergebnisse. Leverkusen-Union 0:0, Gladbach-Freiburg 1:2, Hoffenheim-Mainz 2:0.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio-Bob-Show mit der Van Halen-Legende am Mikro.
The Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here. Now, I'm telling you, I'm having more fun with this because it brings back memories. You know, when you first hear a song on the radio, some of them change your life and blow your mind. Some of them you go, yeah, I don't like that song. Yeah, I change the channel. But you are going to hear the songs that I didn't change the channel. I cranked it up and started living with that song. Okay, now, coming up, I was in Montrose back in 73. Denny Carmassi and I were driving to the studio and to record the Montrose record with Montrose. We were recording with Montrose. First, second record, whatever. That's all I did, so it had to be one of them. And all of a sudden, we hear this song coming on the radio. And it sounded so much better than anything on the radio at that time. And it still sounds as good as anything on the radio today. And it is still one of my all-time favorite songs. And it comes from one of the biggest records of all time. The biggest selling record of all time. It was on the chart for like 20 years or something on the Billboard Top 200. Guess what it is? Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, the song Money. I'm a Top Rock Countdown.
Radio Bob.
Yeah.
get back. I'm on project. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money is a hit. Don't give me that too good, good boom. I'm in a high fidelity, first class traveling section. I think I need a lift, yes.
Money before the rappers, before Mayweather, before, you know, before the Mayweather money, before the, you know, the all the bling and all that stuff. They were talking about cash, money. All right. Everyone knows Sammy Hagar is not a cross-dresser.